Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mari Nimi Marazi Shiyichyo, the schus Moshe Ibn Peshadina. Ryan Yisrael Ibn Moshe Mordechai. And the schus Chai Chavit Fega Basachal Dispasia, Sotihila. Bas Ariel Tzipora, Rusputor Bastila Ravida, Ravenachdo Ben Lipsha. Harav Baruch Hertz ben Sarah Tzipora, Ravim Yosef ben Chana, Bas Sheva bas Sarah Chaya, B'soch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We're going to be learning, continuing our series actually, of Shiurim in the Torah of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. His Torah is incredible, Baruch Hashem. And we're in Siman Kuf Chof Dalet in the Tshuvas Har Tzvi in Chelek Yerideya. Lifnei Iver b'nesina shlo yetzei lapol kadomu v'hirurei avir. Lifnei Iver with a nesina that didn't come to fruition. And similarly, in her Hurei Aver, says Moreno of Rabbeinu, "Istapakti b'loisa say to Lifnei Iver l'sitein michshel." I had a suffix with regard to the loisa say of Lifnei Iver, if you just placing the michshel alone is enough. You just gave a kos of yayin, you gave wine to a nazir, you gave Avram and Achai to a ben Noach. You over berega hamisira. Even though he hasn't yet drunk, and even though the Ben Noach hasn't yet partaken of the Avram and Achai, or maybe no, the Aver of the Losa, say, is in limbo. If in the end he's not over an Avera, you're not over. Does the person have to be over the Avera for you to be over? And Lifnei Iver, the Fumriya Tamarti Lahayr, so I started with the Sigyan Kiddushin 32a. The Rav Huna Karashirai Banpe Rabbi Berei. Ripped silk in the presence of his son Rabba. And he said, I'll see if he gets angry or doesn't get angry. I want to test him out. For the Gemara, maybe he'll get angry. And then Rav Huna will be over. And if Nevar lo sitein michshol. And if we say that the Averis Halav is Nigmeris Techev, that you're over immediately when you do the Maisa, when you place down the michshol, even though the person wasn't Nichshel in the end. So if that would be the case, then even if Rav Huna's son doesn't get angry at all, even if Rabbi doesn't get angry at all, Rav Huna's still over. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? Vidil Merasach, maybe he'll actually get angry and Rav Huna will be over in the Fnei Aver. No! The very fact that he did a Maisa of ripping this silk in the presence of his son is in itself a Maisa of Lifnei Aver. It's in itself an Aver of Lifnei Aver. So you see from the Gemara that no, only when the person actually does the Avera is the Machshil over and Lifnei Iver. Avol kad na'ayin ein lazeh reach. However, if we look deeper into it, this is not necessarily so. Because really you can say that even if the person doesn't do the Avera, nevertheless, the Naisein HaMichshol is over. However, there's a Tanai. The Dafka SheHaMichshol Asid Lios Befoyal Az over a machshil techev. Avayim batuach shelo yavur vade lo shar shenosen yavur demai kavid. Ulefize shapir makdima hagemara veloimar v'dil marasach. Mikevan shikain over alif neiver af im besof lo yikashel hala be'aveira. So it could be that just placing down the michshol is enough. Even if just placing the michshol is enough. However, there's a condition, and that is that the michshol is going to be befoal. In the end, the person does stumble on this avera. But if he's sure that the person's not going to stumble on this avera, it's not shaykh that the nosin should be over. He didn't do anything. So if the Gemara says very well, Vidilma Rasach. This thing of Vidilma Rasach means he might get angry. And since he might get angry, He's over in the Fneva immediately. The only time you're over for placing the Michshol is if the person might be over. So that says says Moreno Rabbeinu, that's shot in the Gemara. The Gemara says V'dilma Rasach, it means not V'dilma Rasach and you'll be over when he gets angry, but V'dilma Rasach and Memeli you're over immediately. So it could be that you're taka over immediately because if it don't arise up, he's in the future, he's going to get angry. As opposed to a case where he knows he won't get angry and then he's not over Alif Neiver. Aval adayin yesh ladaktik, din ken avle lemam b'haka over Alif Neiver, the Dilma Rasach. So that would have been the correct lashon. He's over on Alif Neiver because he might get angry. But now that it says, it starts off with Dilma Rasach, it's mashma that the only way he's over on Alif Neiver is if he gets angry. Marcus Vidilma Rasach Vakarva Lif Neighbor La Site Michel. Maybe he'll get angry. And he'll be over, Rafun will be over on Lif Neighbor, which is Mashma only if he gets angry. Is Rafun over on Lif Neighbor? But if Pshat would be that the very fact that he placed the Michel in front of him is already Lif Neighbor because he might get angry, the Gemara should have said a better lesson. I he's over on the Fnever because he might get angry. Mar doesn't say that. So it seems that you're only over if the person actually does the Avera. Shuv Hugadli Shibisefer Yad Mal Achi Dan Bisafig. Then it was told to me that the Yad Mal Achi deals with this suffix. Wasn't my innovation. I mean, it was my innovation. It was Frank's innovation. Just he found it afterwards that Yad Malachi also innovated it, and he discussed this raya from Kedushin. Uvemakoyim acher kasafti sheleinyan isul derabanan af leshitas hatesvis deikel lifnei iver veisul derabanan. So that's why I wrote that with regard to the Anisur Derabanan, and even according to Tosfos, Avodah Zarah 21a, that there's Lifnei Iver and Anisur Derabanan, nevertheless we can say that's Dafka, if you're Machshel that he should be over B'mezit. Then we can say that you're over Lifnei Iver and Losita and Machshel Daraisa. But if a person's Machshel, his friend, to be over on Lifnei Iver Derabanan B'shoigeg, so in the end, he didn't do an Avera. If you're over an Avera, Derabanan B'shogeg, it's not an Avera, according to the famous Nesivis, Reish Lamed Daled, that we've discussed so many times. The B'shigas Avera Derabanan, there's no Avera at all. It's if he wasn't over an Isser. And if so, why would you Lami Avra B'lif Never? Filum Nitzadeh, the Moshe Yain, Kos Yain L'Nazir, V'o Ovir B'lif Never, Afi Machakach L'Oshas Nazir, V'lo Sitein Ksiv, because the Shlomish and the Nistra Abban and Gonmosla Ristra Abban and Ubolo to the Anoising. The amazing Vadla Yachlenu, the Kozel Lot Shalo Yada, in Cain, Kozman Shalo Yada, in Cain, and sees Klaus Yabru Haver, the Nistra Abban. So if we're dealing with it with the amazing, you can say, like Tosa says, that if you're matched with somebody in a Avera Derabanan and B'mezid, it's Lefnever Doraisa. If he's only going to be over B'shogeg, so even if he's over, it's not an Avera, so it's not Lefnever for the giver. According to that famous Nesivis, which is, of course, the subject of a great debate in the rabbinic literature, if you will. Ukeinzen istapakti le'inyan azhara v'nishmarta mikol dovo ra. I had a suffix about the Azhara of Nishmarta Mikol Davar, and a person shouldn't think by day about illicit sexual thoughts by day and come to a state of impurity at night. Let's say a person was over and he was Mahara by day, but he doesn't come to Tum at night. Is he over on Vinishmarta? Chayra, we can bring a raya from the Arichus Lashon HaBraisa. Shlo yaharer b'yoyim v'yavu lidei tumah b'layla. Why is it enough to say, Shlo yaharer? If he's maharer, he's over on Vinishmarta. Say if he comes to Tumah by night, say if he doesn't come to Tumah at night. It's mashma that Vinishmarta is mitla tali v'koi. And if the person doesn't come to Tum at night, he's not over on Vinishmarta, because the Ikar Isser of Hira is when it's mitzdarv to a Maisa Tumah. Without the Tzeir of Maisa, ain't a machshava aveira. So maybe on this aveira of Vinishmarta, he's not over if in the end he doesn't come to Tumah. Ke'ein zeh bebeis ha-Levi b'chelek aleph b'sof simen aleph b'shitas ha-Rambam. She'b'chayvei misas beizdin, b'chayvei krisus, lo gegamal kiruv boso gredeh. So Levi says b'shitas ha-Rambam that if one is involved with a woman who is in the category of chayvei misas beizdin and chayvei krisus, he gets malchus even for kiruv boso, even without bia. Frek de Shara Melech, im kein bi Yevamis, da amrin an dekra de alea asa liftor achois isha me yibum, de parach shem taim ad akas av rachmana alea, alav hachi hava amina, achois isha me siya bemis, da asi yase, vidachi loisa say, the only reason that achois isha is pater from yibum is because it says alea. Otherwise, we would have said that Achos Isha, your sister's wife, you do Yibum with. Because the essay of Yibum, Mistoichel Eloisa say, says the Gemara, Emer dar minin essay teichel essay lessay greida, Shishpo kareis mi dochi, essay might be doch a regular Eloisa say, but not Eloisa say sheishpo kareis. That's the Gemara. So the question is, why does the Gemara ask Noch Besser? The Gemara could have asked a better kasha. And that is that it's not Be'idna. Because the essay, he's only Mekayim of Yibum with the Maisa Be'it. And the Loisa say, he's over Miyad B'Negiya Ba'almeh. The Loisa say, he's over just by touching her. And the essay, he's only Mekayim with the Maisa Bia, so it's not Be'idna. It's not at the same time. So Mehechi Tesi V'chal is an Inyan of Esei Teichel Leisa Seir. That's the Shtark Akasha of the Shaar HaMelech. In the Beis HaLevi, as I mentioned in the Tshuvas, at the end of Siman Aleph, in Chelek Aleph, he answers B'Pshitus, that this Isser of Kirav Basar is learned in Torah's Kohanim from the Pasuk of El Kol She'er B'Sar Aloi Sikr V'Lega Lois Erva. L'chayev al bal tikrav ve'al bal tigale. V'im kein, ein akiruv be'atzmoi etzemo isur. V'rak b'shvil ha'bia ne'esar gam akiruv. This Isser of Kiruv Basar is learned from, to all your relatives, one should not come close to expose nakedness, to be megala erva, to be megala arayis. So you see that the kiruv basar is not the etzem iser. It's only aser out the bia. Kaloshen Rambam, shenemar lo sikruvu legalos erva, kaloymai lo sikruvu ledvorem hamevien lidei gilui erva. And if so, the ikur of this iser of kriva is talui. Rak b'bia atzma. It's totally in the bia itself. And because of this, if the ikar bia was mutter, al tzeh derecha loisa say, there's no iser of kiruv basar. There's all iser of kiruv basar is only al tzeh bia. So once you can establish that the bia is mutter, al tzeh derecha loisa say, so then the Kiruv Basar is also over. So the Shaar HaMelech said, hey, forget about the Bia. According to the Rambam, we have a Kiruv Basar problem over here. So what's the Havamina that there's going to be Esei Teichel Leisa say? before they get to the bia, they're ready over an avera. So what's the estephalos? The answer is no. The estephalos says on the etzem abia, mimela the kriva, which is the touching part, which is only a branch of the iser bia. If you're mati the iser bia, you're also going to mati the iser kiruv basar. And even though by kiruv basar one's not makayim biase, the Torah only answered kiruv basar shel erva, and here there's no erva. And that's the teretz of the Heilig Beis Halevi. So we can ask the same. We can have the same discussion about hira avera. Maybe the only hira avera that's us there is if it brings to tumah, and since he doesn't come to tumah, the hira is nothing. So you can say that einu nidan toim elaraya, because this kiruv you know that it's not going to come lidei yisur erva, meaning on the tzad, the havamin of the Gemara that we say sedech halos to say. So this kiruv isn't going to bring to an yisur erva, and therefore the kiruv is going to be permitted. But here is different, because here you don't know. Shasahira Yeshlachshul, she's going to bring you to Tumah, bring the person to Tumah. And Setchahira, the Torah forbade. So it could be that that became a Gufanis, a Gufa Yisr, not a Tanayla Yisr. So it could be it's different. It could be that when it comes to Kiruv Basar, so if the actual Bia isn't forbidden, then the Kiruv is also not forbidden because it can't come to Erva. But by Hira Veira, here he has Bishasa here, or maybe it's going to come to the actual Avera. Maybe he's going to actually have Keri afterwards. And Mamela becomes, right now it becomes Gufa Isser, because it could potentially come to an Isser. We see similar to this in Tosis and Sota, and the Chavtes Amar Aleph, that the Torah Asirit Sota Misofe. It's not an Isser Safik, even though the Sherish Isser is Mikshum Chshash Safik, that maybe she became Tmeya. Nevertheless, HaTorah is also Kivadei Isser, even if Klapa Shmai Galia, that she wasn't Tmeya. Nevertheless, because of the Safik, it became a Vadei Isser. So here also, because of the Safik, it becomes a Vadei Isser. Or you could say no. Maybe the Torah only answered hear her if it actually brings him to Tumah. And if not, then it's not us. Gemara and Yuma says, Hurra Avera Kashime Avera. That sounds like it's an independent Isser. But you see from Rashi that it's not a Raya, because according to Rashi, it's not talking about the Isser of the hearer. It's just saying that it weakens a person more than the mice itself. So it's not an Isser on the talking about an Isser of the on the Etzem hearer. So b'derech agav, ish lahazkir, kushi ala ma'arsho, b'avoy dezor adav chofo mudbeis. The ma'arsho writes, gam koshin mikro de maisi, shelo yaharer, b'min shmarti mikro dova ra, the dibur eino mash mehir. When she kosu ha'tesvis, perak ha'mafkit, gavi ha'kot var pesha, shmachosh loch yad chayev, ha'inu dibur. So, Frek the Maharsha, how do you pa aser? I'm going to shmart and call Dovo Ra. How do you aser? Hear her. Dovo is Midoshim Dibur. Like we find by Akotvar Pesha, it's Dibur. a person has to say that he's going to be shalech yad bepikadon chaveru. So me'echi teisi that it's talking about dibur. That's the kasha of the Maharsha. So the answer is that it's learned from the word vinishmauta. You have to do shmirah. So the mela shmirah is going to include any type of shmirah, even b'machshava. On kopanim, it's an interesting discussion, and hopefully we will return to it. But that basically concludes this tshuva, and it's always a schus and a pleasure to dig into the deep wells of the ga'inus of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Refuah Zatzal, and we obviously have hundreds and hundreds of more tshuvas to learn together. B'li neder, b'li neder. We should just be zeicha. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.